Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Seven jurors now seated in the Donald Trump New York hush money trial. The jury selection process set to resume on Thursday. They need to get to 12 jurors and six alternates. Trump's attorneys have been calling out potential jurors' anti-Trump social media sentiments in efforts to disqualify them. With some limited success, the former president accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments made to an adult film star just prior to the 2016 election. Trump stopped to shake a few hands and partake in a New York bodega after appearing for trial in his hush money case Tuesday. He told reporters the trial is not going to stop him from talking to voters.
This is all politics. This is coming out of the White House. And, you know, it makes me campaign locally, and that's okay.
The House has sent articles of impeachment for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate, where, as USA's John Schaefer explains, they have been received with a cold shoulder.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledged to address the impeachment of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas swiftly, criticizing Republicans for what he sees as impeaching Mayorkas over policy differences.
Every time there's a policy agreement in the House, they send it over here, tie the Senate in knots to do an impeachment trial. That's absurd.
Schumer warned this move sets a concerning precedent for Congress. He is anticipated to hold a vote on Wednesday to either dismiss the charges, bypass a floor trial, or possibly refer the matter to a special committee.
Researchers are probing a question that has lingered since that earthquake hit in New Jersey and New York recently. Where's the fault line? It was a magnitude 4.8 quake centered in White House Station, New Jersey. It's been centuries since an earthquake of that magnitude has struck this area. Seismologists Monday began installing 100 seismometers at the nearby Hunterdon County Arboretum to try and find out where the fault line is. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Another House Republican, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, joins an effort to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his position. Massie's urging Johnson to resign and is co-sponsoring a resolution with Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene for Johnson's removal. Despite calls for resignation, Speaker Johnson refuses to step down, stating the effort is unproductive for the country. Conservatives express discontent with Johnson's management of foreign aid for Ukraine and other U.S. allies. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying he has full confidence in President Biden's mental capacity, addressing concerns that were raised by Special Counsel Robert Hur's report, which referred to Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory.
Would you like to comment on President Biden's fitness generally?
So if you're asking me about my own observations, I have complete confidence in the president.
Garland, during House hearings, stated he's witnessed Biden effectively lead meetings on complex national issues. The Federal Reserve Chairman suggesting that interest rates are unlikely to be cut next month. Jerome Powell, speaking at an economics forum in D.C. Tuesday, said data has clearly not given greater confidence. It's now official. Women's basketball phenom Caitlin Clark is going pro.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
The Fever officially selected Clark with a number one overall pick. Clark, now the first Iowa Hawkeyes player, men's or women's, to ever be selected with the top pick in the draft. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought we had our hands full before, huh? I mean, our southern border is a mess. Mayorkas is in Congress. Impeachment articles being delivered. The Senate, and Schumer, I don't know, what do you call it? They got to be shaking. I mean, Joe Biden's numbers are a dismal mess. I don't know how he can get reelected if they can cheat enough to make it happen. So they're still trying to, look out 200 days. Well, even less than that, because in some states they're going to be voting earlier than 200 days, as we know. This is how messed up our election process is. But, they've been working hard, they tell me, to secure our election, that this year would be freer and fairer. I guess it's all a matter of ratio, I guess, is what we have to consider. Christopher Ray says our domestic threats are so high that the FBI is on guard, all a result of Democratic policies and the open borders. And look at what's happening with Iran and Israel. Rick Manning is with us. Rick, are we on the verge of World War III here?
I don't know. I know that Biden's incompetence, or just being on the wrong side, his inability to make decisions that are reflect a strong America, has put us into a position where Iran felt emboldened to attack Israel, a position where Hamas felt emboldened to attack Israel. Mm-hmm. Subsequently, you take a look at what happened subsequent to October 7th, and Joe Biden immediately started undercutting Israel's capacity to attack and to eliminate Hamas, and gave aid and comfort to essentially the enemy, leading to demands for a ceasefire, failure to veto a anti-Israel resolution in the UN, and forgetting that Israel was the one that was attacked.
Yes.
Hamas attacked Israel, and that Hamas has led the people of Gaza, people who live there, into abject poverty as they stole the money, all the aid money, and yet Joe Biden said, basically switched sides over the past 3 months. And that's, that's despicable. Actually, last 6 months, that's despicable. And that's what led to Iran feeling they could attack Israel with impunity.
Exactly.
And, as we know, thanks to Ronald Reagan and his vision in the 1980s, there's a system in place that can knock down ICBM missiles, which Iran did fire at Israel, and which were intercepted outside the atmosphere of the Earth. And so those kind of things, not to mention the Iron Dome and the various other anti-missile defense techniques that have been developed in the last 30 years, Joe Biden every day should just sit down and say, thank goodness that Ronald Reagan Vision One and his vision when he was the House when he was the Senate Foreign Relations Committee head did not win.
Exactly,
he's been wrong on every foreign policy issue since he's been a senator, and that is a long time. And you'd think he'd get one right just by a double,
just by accident. I mean, but he's just so resistant, and that's the thing. Again, thank God for Ronald Reagan in so many ways, and certainly for this case, because remember, he was laughed at. They thought, oh, you're just, you know, what are you, some, you know, Jedi warrior or something. They made all kinds of fun of him that he would even come up with such an idea. And it was, there was such resistance, and now here it is. Thank God it's there. You've got Iran's president, Rick, saying that the country has vowed to completely destroy Israel should it proceed with even the tiniest invasion of its country. Well, you know, there's, you got to break that down a little bit. I mean, here it is. Israel has every right to to return fire after what Iran did, because it was in no little manner. I mean, there were, you know, missiles involved, all these drones, the attack, and of course, you know, what about 99% of the armaments they sent over were destroyed, ineffective. I think one person was injured. That was about it with that attack. But Israel has to respond. They cannot just take it, right? I mean, because if they don't respond, it's not like Iran is going to say one and done. Okay, now we're even because you killed our five guys, what, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, it's a, the truth is Iran was responding to Israel taking out some of their top generals who were running the terrorist activities around the Middle East and the world.
Exactly.
And took them out, and you know, they were meeting in Beirut, and mm-hmm. Israel took them out.
And how dare you retaliate, you know, right? How dare you retaliate?
Some of the interesting things, and this is, to me anyway, it's interesting. You know, a lot of us are still stuck in the old days of the Scud missiles and stuff, you know, highly inaccurate missiles that are being fired, you know, in the back of, you know, Toyota pickup trucks, yet they have no idea where they're going. They're just sending them over into, you know, in the air with the hopes they land somewhere they want them to. What Iran has and demonstrated is they have highly technical capacity to deliver weapons. Mm-hmm. You know, an ICBM is no small thing. Very few countries have the capacity to put a rocket into outer space. An ICBM is a directed rocket that is supposed to be relatively invulnerable because it can't be seen by the traditional defense mechanism.
Radars, yeah, and exactly.
And it goes at a much higher speed. And I think that the interception of the ICBMs by Israel is the first time that has happened in a war situation. It's happened in testing. But I think this is the first time an ICBM has been knocked out in war. And that has some real repercussions related to, you know, future warfare.
Well, but maybe that's part of it. Maybe that adds to the bravado of Iran's president, Rick, you know?
Just remember, Iran has been supplying the Russians with drone technology to use in Ukraine.
Yes.
The Iranian drone technology has been used multiple times to kill American troops in the Middle East. Attacking bases and the like using swarms of drones and being low level smaller drones, not the big ones that we think about, and so it is a, you know, so there's a lot of kind of cutting edge warfare things happening here that I don't think we should miss. Mm-hmm. Iran is much more formidable in terms of their technological capacity, I think, than any of us actually.
No, I agree. Well, that's the thing. See, this is exposing, you know, armaments and potentialities and realities, as you say, upgrade in military, weaponry advancement. And it's all coming to the stage here. And I still believe that, Israel is going to respond regardless of the pressure of Joe Biden. They have to respond. They know better, Rick, right?
I agree. They have to respond. They have no choice.
Must pray for the peace of Jerusalem, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Martinez here with Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. More from Rick after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat. Eat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, welcome back. We've got the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning is with us. We're talking about this present danger right now. And the present danger is not only in the Middle East. It is amongst us. So, you know, Rick, you look in the streets of America, and it's amazing. It's like, what America are we living in? People are revolting against things that heretofore you and I thought were, you know, pretty consistent, that we had a strong support for Israel. We believed in Israel. And, we've got, millions of Palestinian sympathizers that have bought into a narrative that somehow want to conveniently forget what ignited this whole mess to begin with. And they're having a hard time reconciling this, but for them, it is ideologically fixed. It's black and white. It is Palestinians good, Israel bad. And here they are on the streets of America, and you see them there, and then you start seeing, you know, how our own elected officials have been captured, that they are no longer in alignment with the policy, the traditional policy of America towards Israel. What the heck is going on here?
What's going on is inside, we have allowed in through really bad choices in immigration policy. We have allowed in people who don't like us very much, who don't like us at all.
How did they get up into the upper echelons of government, though, Rick? I mean, we're talking people in the upper echelons of our government in what? In a matter of a couple of decades, you know? I mean, this has happened pretty quick.
It has, but let's just be clear. We had people on the streets of America shouting death to America this past week. Okay? We had people on the streets of America shouting death to America. And yet, they weren't arrested and jailed, but if you burn a rainbow flag, you're jailed as committing a hate crime.
Right.
So they can burn the American flag and scream, death to America, an existential threat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a call for revolution. And they can yell death to America and be left alone. So that's, let's just start with that baseline. Yes, we have people within the government who are highly suspicious. There was a Senate hearing yesterday. Senator Tom Cotton, who some people have been mad at because he made the comment that when these Palestinian protesters are blocking the bridges and stuff in his state, people would have gotten out of their cars and thrown them off the bridges. Mm-hmm. And so they took that as being a call for violence, and what it was a statement of fact. He represents Arkansas, and don't block the bridge. But
right.
It's if you don't want to take a swim. But it mm-hmm. is a, the guy who is the chief of staff to the person who is responsible in the Biden administration, high-level person who's responsible for all of our special operations, who is intimately involved in the planning, the multi-nation planning of the defense in response to the Iranian attack. That person's chief of staff has a number of emails that have been released from Iranian sources and Iranian intelligence, where she is heavily featured in those emails as being an asset.
Right.
And so the chief of staff to the guy who's planning all this, and who's chief of staff is like the right arm.
Exactly.
That chief of staff is known to have, let's say, suspiciously close ties to Iranian intelligence officials. And yet she was involved in the planning of the defense of Israel. How does this happen? Joe Biden's allowed it to happen. Chiefs of staff are not confirmed by the Senate. That's a choice by somebody in the White House to put her in that position. Mm-hmm. And that tells you that when you look at the people in the Defense Department who are making this kind of decisions, that they don't seem to care, or in fact feel fine with the idea that somebody who's in the loop,
yes,
can perform a role of chief of staff to an official who is intimately involved in all of our special operations activity, which, by the way, has direct impact on the Iranian Republican Revolutionary Guard, because many of our special ops are done to counter them.
This is the incompetence of clearly.
It's not incompetence. It's not incompetence, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
This is planned, okay?
Yes, right.
This is we changed sides when Joe Biden became president, just like we changed sides when Obama became president. There is a whole philosophical belief that Israel, that the Jews in Israel are European oppressors who have come in and taken the land from the poor Palestinians. That is the dominant left-wing thought that's permeating our campuses and has for 20 years. And now those people who got out of those campuses 20 years ago, got into public service, have now elevated themselves just by virtue of, normal elevation-based civil service, have elevated themselves to positions of power. And they're, by and large, civil servants. And that is another problem that is very difficult to fix. But Donald Trump, when he comes in, if he wins, that's going to be one of the first things he has to do is figure out how to pull the people would chant death to America and eliminate them from positions where they can kill America.
Can you imagine the blood that's going to be out of the Beltway on, if he's able to do this? First of all, if he's reelected, and again, we've been saying to our audience, you cannot send Donald Trump alone, by himself into the belly of the beast here. He's got to have reinforcements. He's got to come in with an army if he's going to clean up the deep state, because it is massive. It is deep, as you can tell. And Rick, this is an ideology that is so permeated our bureaucracy that is allowing, for this, this kind of activity that really is destructive to the American idea, isn't it? Fundamentally.
It is. And let me just give your audience a little bit of a knowledge point on how this happened. In 2012, Barack Obama was extremely frustrated. Actually, 2010, 2011, 2012. He was extremely frustrated because a lot of his strongest supporters weren't able to get jobs because there's only 4,000 political jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he did in 2013, after getting reelected, is he changed the qualification, how you could get a job in the federal government, and made it so if you submit a resume, rather than having to go through a pretty lengthy process, the political hiring person could say to the people who run personnel, I really want to have an interview with this person, okay? And you can basically subvert the entire personnel hiring process that exists. And so they got a lot of people who they were able to bring people in who were the Democrat socialists who now have been in serving for 10 years.
And these guys have been wrecking up the works, and they did it during the Trump administration, hidden behind the bureaucracy. See, I thought, Rick, those 4,000 were brought in when they were actually part of Obama administration, and they got transferred over. But you're saying prior to, actually. But there was probably some as well that were in the administration that got, put into this funnel as well, right?
Well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt that there are people who were embedded, and that's what it's called. It's when you're a political appointee and you become a career appointee. It's called embedding. One thing that can be done in the Trump administration is you have 1 year from when somebody embeds to get rid of them. And so the personnel department needs to take a look at everybody who has been hired in the first year and make certain that this hasn't been essentially seeding the way of destroying the Trump administration through the civil service process through that embedding.
What a project, Rick.
Day one.
How many thousands of people are you talking about? I mean, this is a process, and you've got 4 years in your administration? Wow. I mean, this is a full-time job plus just to clean up the mess that's been in process now, for at least 10 years. Thank you very much, Barack Obama. We got to wrap it and leave it there until next week, Rick Manning. Thank you so much for being with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government.
My active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizzy helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. There are injuries reported in the wake of a pair of tornadoes that touched down in eastern Kansas. Two people were hurt when their camper was blown over by a reported EF1 tornado that hit Wichita. There was also tornado damage reported in Missouri and Iowa. A twister that hit a rural area near Des Moines destroyed a barn with several horses in it. More of the same kind of weather forecast for the upper Midwest on Wednesday. Basketball sensation Caitlin Clark continuing to shine, this time in jersey sales. USA's John Schaefer.
Online sports retailer Fanatics quickly sold out of most sizes of Clark's Indiana Fever jersey within an hour of her being selected as the first overall pick in Monday night's WNBA draft. Pre-orders for Clark jerseys are now available. According to TMZ, Clark's jersey has become the highest-selling draft pick jersey in Fanatics history across all sports.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Great to have you with us. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Jenny Beth Martin, president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, is going to be with us if she's not already here. Anyway, we expect her to join us any second now online. Israel is under attack and support appears being slow-walked, right? However, Senator Schumer seems to be in a rush to fund Ukraine. So what's driving the contrast? You know, what is going on here? I mean, and Schumer, of all people, he is Jewish, right? Yeah, I thought so. Anyway, he is slow walking, the interest for Israel. And he seems to be, you know, supporting the cause du jour of this administration that seems more every day leaning towards support of Palestinians there in the Gaza. And, let's go ahead and hurry up and let's make sure that Ukraine gets funded. And they're making sure that Ukraine and Israel, the funding for both are tied together. So what is going on here, Jenny Beth?
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Bill. What is happening right now is that instead of doing truly separate bills on Israel and Ukraine, the maneuvering is that there's a bill from the Senate that had Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan funding all together in one big, huge bill. And that bill is before the House of Representatives. So they are doing a, for lack of a better phrase, parliamentary procedure that breaks that large bill into smaller bills, one on Ukraine, one on Israel, one on Taiwan, and then I think another one on TikTok, and maybe a few other things. And then they're going to repackage that, all four of those bills, into one bill and send it back to the Senate. And each of the individual bills are going to be set up, Israel, Ukraine, et cetera, will be set up so that they pass the House. Mm-hmm. And when I explain all of that to you and I say it out loud, your listeners are probably thinking, what in the world is she talking about? And how does this matter to the border? And how does it matter in my life? And if you're saying that, it's the same message I've been conveying to members of Congress this morning, that mm-hmm. a lot of the battle that is going on right now, it's difficult to translate to how it matters to the American people. The Republicans have said in the House, or many Republicans, certainly conservatives, have been saying for over a year that if you want Ukraine funding, we want the border secure. Mm-hmm. And I understand and I appreciate that. And I also understand and acknowledge that we're not going to get the bill, the H.R. 2 bill that the House of Representatives have passed that secures the border, that is a very strong border security mm-hmm. bill. It's not going to pass out of this United right. States Senate this term. And right. even if it did, Biden wouldn't sign it. And
he'd veto it or something, sure. Yep, exactly.
We're stuck in a very tough situation because we as voters did not send a mandate to Washington, D.C., in November of 2022.
Exactly. That's the bottom line, Jenny Beth, right there. Just exactly yep. what you said. We created yep. this monster by not sending yep. in a mandate and protecting our free and fair elections. I was talking with Congressman Jody Heiss yesterday, his new book, Sacred Trust, on election integrity. And he's been one of the champions, you know, on our behalf, you know, fighting the cause for free and fair elections. But it's tough. Because, you know, you're fighting, you know, basically 50% of the Senate and the House, near 50%, that are resistant because they got the results they wanted. And the results they wanted was Joe Biden in power, the Democrats in power, and look at what they've done. They've killed our economy. They killed our security. They've now seem to be leading us into World War III here. And here we are, we're derivating funds to Ukraine, which is all spurious. And, you know, you and I talked about it from day one. You know, what is this deal with Ukraine? I mean, we're spending billions of dollars to support their borders. And Nancy Pelosi said we couldn't afford, you know, a couple of billion dollars to secure our border. But yet what are we talking about? $140 billion in this next tranche, you know, to go to Ukraine to supposedly help their borders and help them fight a war that is just, you know, it's something that the neocons have orchestrated, and the American people and taxpayer are paying for it.
That's right. And what I've been trying to tell everyone is, it's up to us if we want to save the country.
Yes.
What's happening in Ukraine? Whether we as America whether we want this or not. We are a superpower. America is the superpower, and we are citizens of the United States, which is a superpower. And a superpower has responsibilities and obligations, whether we like it or not. And we have to acknowledge that. We have to understand that because it helps keep stability in the world. When you have a weak, feckless president, you see the kind of things like Russia invading Ukraine and Iran attacking Israel, and heaven only knows what's going to happen with China and Taiwan. China is certainly flirting with Taiwan in a very aggressive manner. So mm-hmm. that happens because we don't have a strong leader in the White House who projects strength to the world. And we have a responsibility with this. So we can sit there and look at Ukraine and wonder, do we need to spend money for them to help push off Russia or not? Or how much do we need to spend? Those are worthy debates to have.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, if we want a conservative approach to help Ukraine, perhaps we help Ukraine, but in exchange for spending that money, we're cutting somewhere else. We have to elect people who are going to do that. And that means we have to get out and work to secure elections. We have to work to win elections. We have to sway hearts and minds in this country of our fellow countrymen that there is a better way for American foreign policy and domestic policy to work, and we have better solutions. And if we can't do that, we're going to continue down this path that we're on right now, which creates anxiety, it's creating inflation, it's making all of us not have a better life than we had 4 years ago. But at the end of the day, there is responsibility that falls on all of our shoulders as American citizens and as voters.
Well, you said it exactly right, and very precisely, Jenny Beth, that we are a superpower. And as a superpower comes responsibility. And that means that you don't go around and start messing around with other governments and going for regime change, causing problems. And right. Unfortunately, we have we've gotten involved in things that are out of our, you know, that we, it's none of our business. We shouldn't be involved in it. And then it comes back to haunt us. And the neocons and those that want war, you know, they're loving this because they're making a ton of money. And meanwhile, we're sending our children overseas. They're dying in foreign wars that really they didn't start. This is all being manipulated at a level. But to your point, this thing is so insidious and we've lost control of our government that they're doing things that are not to our best benefit on a national security level, and it has ramifications here domestically. The whole Ukraine deal, I don't know, I saw this interview with Robert F. Kennedy, and he went over the history of Ukraine. It was quite provocative and revealing, and things that we have not heard from the mainstream media about how we got here and how messed up this is. And this is a combination of messed up policies and ideas. And again, we get back to that whole idea. We get ourselves in trouble. Oh, let's go. We don't like the president because he's not demonstrating, you know, Western views the way we'd like. So we're going to go for a regime change. And we get the FBI and CIA out there and their operation, their black ops, and creating all this problem. Then it comes back at our doorstep. I mean, we have got to get out of the business of sticking our nose in other people's business. And that's just putting it simply, in my humble opinion.
Well, and there's a difference between defending when people need help in defending themselves versus regime changes.
Exactly. I'm just not much for regime change. I mean, look what happened in, you know, I mean, you go down the list. Everything in the Middle East, our government has interfered in. I mean, are we better off? Are we worse off? Are the people better off there in the Middle East for what we've done? Is Libya better off? My goodness. I mean, just go. It's been one disaster after another. And I agree with you, Jenny Beth. We have to be responsible citizens, not only of America, but of the world, right?
Right. That is exactly right.
How do we activate the citizenry, Jenny Beth?
Go to SeaPartyPatriots.org, SeaPartyPatriots.org.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Quentin.
And this is Brianna.
A little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu.
My favorite thing is the last bite. The last bite is nice and juicy, and it's wrapped up in some crispy breading that keeps it nice and tasty. And being able to scoop up my Chick-fil-A sauce with it, it's just like the best part of the meal. It's an undefeated combo.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner moxidectin and pyrantel chewable tablets, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
I love springtime. The sunshine, the longer days, but I don't love stressing about outfits for all of our plans. Between brunches, showers, and spring break, we need looks that keep up and savings that keep it under budget. That's where Kohl's comes in. I scored 25% off dresses for myself. And with the 50% off going on, I got my daughter a dress for under $22, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So if you want a stress-free spring too, shop at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Women's dresses, coupons do not apply. Offers end April 21st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Yeah! Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
You know, I wonder if Joe Biden got himself in another bucket of gum, you know, in commenting about the success of Caitlin Clark and her new sports contract with the Fever, right? He says, women in sports continue to push new boundaries and inspire us all. He actually said women. You know, this is a Democrat admitting that women do exist, though he nominated a chief justice who didn't know what a woman is. So I don't know if he's in conflict with his party or this new Marxist movement that has been thrust upon our country. But, you know, the words are coming out of his mouth. I mean, he still admits, I guess, conveniently that women in sports. So he identifies the gender and says that all our, you know, our daughters should have the same opportunities as our sons, and women should be paid what they are deserved. So he's reinforcing the gender. I wonder if that's going to be problematic. I'm only bringing that up because of the, you know, the continued hypocrisy that's thrown at us, and you know, the debate that's happening, because here it is, at the same token, then they're supporting, this trans movement and the alteration, the gender alteration, with just some crazy, you know, crazy conclusions in terms of gender dysphoria that, you know, is all complicating, you know, the debate in the marketplace that I guess we just can't talk about. So we're going to leave it aside there and just poke the bear a little bit. Eric Rourke is with us right now. He's the director of research with Numbers USA. Eric, I apologize for transitioning from something, you know, about the genders to something as important as the Mayorkas impeachment. But, hey, such as a live radio show goes. So thank you for putting up with me.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. All right, so Speaker Johnson, he's delivering the articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas. So is this going to happen, or is there going to be another timeout?
Well, it's going to happen. The real question is whether the trial will happen. And at this point, that's still up in the air. You know, the Constitution says that the Senate shall have a trial. But, you know, this isn't a law, and it certainly is precedent that, you know, when a president, and there has been one other cabinet secretary in history, has been impeached in the 19th century, so it's a long time ago.
Right.
But we've never had a situation where we've had someone impeached, elected official, and there hasn't been a trial. Now, I understand why the Senate Democrats don't want to have a trial, but, you know, it puts Senator Schumer, I think, in kind of a tough position because, let's say, you know, hypothetically, President Trump is reelected, and they impeach him. and the Senate is held by the Republicans at that point. Will the Democrats say, well, you shouldn't have a trial because we didn't have a trial for Mayorkas? Probably not. So it is a little more complicated than certainly the politics of it, but constitutionally and from the standpoint of how our system, our constitutional systems should operate, they absolutely must have a trial. And I would urge your listeners to let their senators know that that's what they demand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, because particularly the Senate Democrats, they want to avoid the bloodbath. I mean, Mayorkas has been filleted three ways to Sunday, and there will be nothing left. He'll be fully deboned. He may not be, you know, successfully, proven guilty because of the balance of power there in the Senate. They're going to support their man and their party. That's what they always do. But, you know, more and more evidence is going to come out. And when you have this impeachment process and all this negative publicity heading into a critical election that's coming up in less than 200 days, this is not a good sight for the Democratic Party, is it?
No, it isn't. And that's the reason why you see the Senate Democrats not wanting to have a trial, because it isn't that they feel they're, you know, frivolous, that there's nothing there, and this was wholly politically motivated. That might be their public position. But they don't want evidence presented in a trial because, you know, the case for impeachment is very strong, and certainly the case for conviction is very strong. I mean, clearly he's violated the law. Clearly he's lied to Congress and withheld data. And the Democrats in the Senate don't want to put this. It's very simple. This isn't because of incompetence or something that's out of the control of the secretary and the president. These are, you know, what we're seeing. The border crisis is the direct result of choices made and policies implemented by the Biden administration. And yes, that's the last thing that Senate Democrats want to put on display in a trial.
And as you said, they just flat out lied about it. I mean, they've come to Congress, they've misrepresented, they obfuscated. I mean, the typical political dance, but it is on steroids more than we've ever seen it before. I mean, Eric, every time I see Mayorkas, I can only handle him for a couple of minutes because it's just frustrating. You know, you want to throw a brick at the TV or something because it's like, can't you give a straight answer? I mean, you're paid by my taxes. I pay your salary. Yeah. I deserve a straight answer. And he can't give it to us. And clearly, it's like, I don't even know why we bother to ask the questions. I mean, because all you got to do is just, here, let me open up the tree and let me demonstrate to you the fruit that's falling off the tree that was planted by Joe Biden, Mayorkas, and the Democratic Party. And this is what we get, you know, all the incursions, the encounters that have taken place. I mean, it's been like every month, it's bigger than the previous month. And now we're talking, what, 7 million? 10 million? I mean, make up a number. I don't think they even know, because these are all estimates and then gotaways, and they kind of stick it almost like it's one of those numbers. They stick their finger in the air and says, oh, yeah, it feels like a couple of 100,000 or whatever it is, whatever number they want to suggest. And it's like, how do you know? You don't know.
You don't. And part of the problem is DHS, because Secretary Mayorkas has directed them not to, they haven't been forthcoming with data. And so right now we can say it's a little over 7 million people that we know about who have come in. But you talked about the gotaways. We don't know about how many. We estimate how based on evidence, but that's purely a guess. So
right.
With Secretary Mayorkas, you're right, politicians don't always tell the truth. Americans understand. Everyone understands. And even if they are telling the truth, sometimes they'll leave out pertinent facts, right? They want to shade things to benefit them. But what we've seen from Secretary Mayorkas is he's repeatedly, in front of Congress, said the border is secure, right?
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so frustrating, is everyone knows that's not the truth. It isn't up for dispute. And he's consistently said that. He's consistently withheld data, not just about illegal border crossings, but when it comes to terrorists who are coming over that have been released into the United States. And clearly he's not taking public safety, national security, public health, economic well-being of Americans into account. But he keeps not only pretending that he's doing all of these things, but he says he has the authority to make law on his
exactly.
own. He says he can create new legal pathways for immigrants to enter the country. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's outrageous, but, you know, the Democrats don't seem to want to prevent this. But the bigger problem we see is the House GOP is continuing to fund these policies.
Exactly.
Why they've impeached Secretary Mayorkas, they turned around and funded the policy for which they impeached.
This is amazing. It's almost sometimes I have this kind of silly, you know, satirical perspective about Mayorkas that maybe, you know, he's doing a little, trial run or exhibition to become the next CNN reporter that's standing in front of a bunch of fires, of a city burning down and declaring that it's mostly a peaceful, you know, a riot that's happening.
Mostly
right?
Illegal immigration.
Yes.
Right? Mostly
yes. Right. Exactly.
Across the board.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, you got FBI Director Christopher Wray covering his rear end and saying that, there's growing fear among law enforcement officials of a coordinated attack inside our country. You've known this for a long time. I mean, this isn't the first time you've made that statement. So what are you guys doing about this?
Go
ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you don't have to be a national security expert to understand that, anyone who wants to get across that border is coming across, whether they want a job or whether they want to commit an act of terror. And that's the thing. FBI Director Wray is stating the obvious, but your question, what are you guys doing about it? I mean, very little to nothing, really.
Right.
The answer.
I mean, yeah, we're told that there's something like 20, I think 20 has been in the estimate, of Hezbollah encampments, not outside the United States, not in Mexico, inside the United States. And then over the weekend, we see, all the Palestinian uproar happening on the streets of America. This does not look good. We've got danger here that is rather foreboding. And you're just waiting for a minor ignition. Can you imagine the thousands of people in the streets in these cities? What would happen if all of a sudden the call goes out to let it go and let something fly? I mean, this could be crazy. I mean, the summer of love and $2-3 billion of damage would, I believe, would pale in significance of what potentially could happen. And this has all been orchestrated, as you said, in agreement with all parties, including the Republican Party that continues to fund this, this potential lightning explosion that could come to a zip code near you soon.
And I think that shows you the divorce between public officials, elected officials, and the electorate. And
right.
It's nowhere more clear than when it comes to immigration. And, the Biden administration keeps telling people how great it is, how great the economy is, how secure the border is. But you can't tell people something is happening when they can see in front of their eyes the opposite.
Yes. Yeah, because even, the mainstream media has had to slowly admit that we've got problems here in River City. If they're going to save any kind of face whatsoever, if they have any face left, I mean, people have left them. They've lost confidence in their reporting because, the people are we the people are getting, fed up with being lied to. Eric, that's really the bottom line, isn't it?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
For a long time, we've been fed up with that.
Well, Eric Rourke is the Director of Research with Numbers USA. Eric, how can the people be informed and stay on top of all your great work that you're doing there at Numbers USA?
To numbersusa.com, go to the website, click on your action board, and one of the things on there is tell your senator there must be a trial in the Senate for Secretary Mayorkas.
There you go. That's our action point for today, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Rourke, thank you as always. Appreciate the time. Take care, buddy.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm